Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome, 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 welcome. If you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, that'd be me. To check Benny. I'm here with Benny Jacob, and I got a very special guest today joining me on the show. But first, let me say hi to my producers, because it does take a village. Hi, Jacob. Hi, Benny. How are you both today?
Hey, doing well. How's it going?
Batting 1,000? You batting 1,000?
Huh? I'm not very good at baseball, but absolutely.
You're not very good at baseball.
Yes, you are.
Oh, God.
Come on. Yes, you are, Jacob. Come on.
I kick balls. I don't throw them.
That's the same thing.
Oh, you're a kick. What are you, a soccer?
Yeah, soccer player.
You're soccer? Huh. I got hit with the ball on Saturday.
Which one? What type? There's many.
The little teeny one.
Okay. Well,
you know that one I play?
Yes, ping pong. Table tennis. Got it.
I was hit so hard in my arm, the welt on it just immediately. Just jumped up.
It was a stinger.
And so when you're warming up to play a match, you're supposed to warm up, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not supposed to like hit the ball like crazy. You're just supposed to move back and forth, right? But this guy, I think he was like super mad. And he like, man, it was like you could hear everybody in the place just go silent. But you know me, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to beat you. I'm just gonna.
Well, you walked it off first. You walked it off first. Like, yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, I walked it off. Mm-hmm. I walked it off because I love to play. Yeah. And you know, part of this is understanding how we step into this place where we just don't let anybody steal our joy. You don't let anyone, but what does that require? And I think what it requires is, like my very special guest today talks about in her book and in this. Co-creative spirituality. So this is what Swan Treasure says. Great. Look it. I'm going to hold them up. But then, Jacob, you've got them, right? These are oracle cards, but they're not just oracle cards. This is a way for us to co-create and create. And if you co-create and you create from a spiritual priority perspective, meaning what does it look like to put spirit first? What does it look like to put spirit first? I had to learn that. What does it look like to step out and to look at that? And so what I love about this is when we do that, how do we call in the energy of this to get guidance, to get direction? And you know, what I love about what my guest has done and what she's created. And thank you, Swan, swantreasure.com. Go find it out. But you know what I love about this? And thank you, Manzanita and company. There are ways for us to get direction and guidance, even if we can't see the entity that's giving them. There are nature spirits. There are unseen realms. We're talking about an energy force which has been in existence since existence, you know, the sense of something. But what is it we are not doing or don't know how to do? What if we could call upon these energies? What if we could bring into bear exactly what we need? So that I think for those of you out there, like, if we could rise and just land in this place of mystery, this place of our own essential nature, what would it be like? And that's what we're here to talk about. You know, we're here to talk about oracle cards that, you know, my guest has put together, swantreasure.com. Go check it out. But more than that, how do we work with them? And by the way, if you go to Swan's, if you go to the website, what you're going to find is you're going to find a way for you to look at the cards, get a deck of the cards, and we have got a scoop on them because we are talking about the launch for today, and we'll give you a lot of information on that. And Benny, we're going to give copies of the Spirit Oracle cards away today. Swan, thank you for joining me here today. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for this invitation. I'm delighted to be here with you and open to any questions, anything that is going to transpire and come through this event.
I want to talk to you. Look, you are an art therapist. You're a life coach. You're an NLP master. You know, you're a systemic constellator. And, you know, what I'm trying to say is you have taken the energy, life forces and skills that you've developed and brought them all together. You know, you trained as a transpersonal counselor. And yet here we are today. And now we've created this beautiful deck. But I just love the term that you coined, co-creative spirituality. And I want to start out with that because you are many, many things. But underneath it all, the person that coins that phrase, co-creative spirituality, there's something very deep and it's included in this deck. Tell me from your perspective how that came to you and what it's come to mean for how you live your life.
Okay, so first of all, I want to recognize and acknowledge the Findorn Foundation and also the Lorians Association, which is actually where the co-creative spirituality term came originally from. It's not me who made up this word. I've learned about it and I've experienced it and I've lived it. I'm living it. But it's not a new thing, from the past year or so. Actually, the cards came into being during the co-creative spirituality conference that happened 3 years ago here in Findorn. Findorn, for those of you who are not familiar with this world, is an eco community, a spiritual center in the north of Scotland. That's where I live. And 3 years ago, we had this conference and lots of amazing people came and we work with the subtle realm. So we open fields of connection, intentional connection to the subtle worlds. And from there, the cards were born. But co-creative spirituality essentially means that we are open to work with forces that are not seen in the material world, that are nevertheless very present and very available to connect to human beings, especially at this time of great turmoil and transition for the planet. They really want to communicate with us. They really want to support us to embody spiritual qualities that will serve us and the greater picture.
It's a very powerful term. And yes, thank you for, letting folks know about the origin and, you know, the connection, because, you know, when I think about that and I think about, you know, Findorn Spirit and I think about what you're referring to, it's kind of, you know, for me, putting that together with the fact that you're an art therapist, it's not a surprise that the cards look the way they look from my perspective, right? But let's take a moment and talk about art therapy, because it was for me in my own personal journey, it was one of the most powerful tools, right, that I learned early on. And, you know, I don't know how the person that worked with me knew about this, but art therapy touches so much, so deeply. Can you talk to it for a minute, if you don't mind?
So basically, the way I've learned it through years of experiencing painting and music and sometimes theater together.
Yeah.
And so it's a way to give space to express deeper emotions that sometimes are at the root of traumas or things people carry around. And once these doors are open and we find the expression of this emotion that we tend to suppress, then a new energy can come through the body and can enter people's life and change people's life, really. So for me, in my personal experience, art therapy was really about releasing and some more releasing of old stuff that I was carrying when I was in training, and then teaching how other people how to do that. But it's for me, it comes through the body. It's an experience that very much comes through the body. And through creativity, of course, we use different form of creativity, and it's not very much connected to an intellectual process of analysis or anything like that.
Right.
So that
exactly.
Can be used, but it's not just that.
And the reason I ask you about it, because I was reading about the birth, you know, you giving birth to the cards, right? And I think one of the things that I read about, you know, had to do with this came to you, and it came to you during the week at the conference, right? But it's about, you know, was about people that told many stories about sensing nature spirits, right? And other subtle beings and energies, but doing it with this incredible clarity, right? They hadn't experienced before. And I want to talk with you about that, because there are some people that say we're becoming desensitized. I'm not one of those believers. I think that the electromagnetic and the digital aspect of the world is literally triggering us to see more, to, you know, we just probably don't know what to do with it. But I can only imagine what some of the stories were that you were listening and hearing during that, right?
So you want me to tell you stories now? Is that
well,
the question?
Well, you don't have to give me your secrets, but I come from a family of storytellers. You know, I come from, you know, both a Mediterranean and a South American family, and storytelling. And storytelling about what we're talking about, spirits, has always been a part of whether it's grandma, you know, Balella, or it didn't matter. You know, as kids, we were part of, whether it was an angel or whether it was her mother that came through, it didn't matter. But we were introduced to this as if it were second nature and not odd or weird, right?
Wow.
And I think that's why I was struck by this, because, you know, synchronicities and miracles are part of what my family culture is about. And yet, so powerful if we could learn this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So beautiful what you're saying, Pat, that, yeah. You know, even in the old days, the connection to nature spirit and other forces was natural and was included in everyday life, and people had this natural connection, and then somehow it got lost a little bit on the way.
Yeah.
And it's so I think so important also to really encourage this connection to be there. Like when we tell fairy tales to children, you know, the children naturally believe, and they're open to this other realm, like the fairies and the unicorns, especially unicorns these days, very popular. But they're naturally open. And then at some point, we just close it down and we say, okay, this was childhood stuff. We just put it away and we stop telling this story and we stop believing. Yeah. And the rationale takes over. And I think it's really important what you said, that we need to keep it alive in our culture.
Yeah.
And for me, when I came to Finland, because I know what I'm talking about, because yeah. I also was very connected to nature spirit as a child, and then at some point close it all down, pack it away, did the things that was proper to do, etc., etc. And when I came to Finland, it was the first time that I had the opportunity to really reevaluate my experiences. And here, because of the support of the community, I can speak openly about this kind of experiences. And that's what I would like to encourage, to the creation of places, whether they are community level cities, online places, I don't know, places where actually people can share about these kind of experiences.
And I think that, you know, what you're talking about, and I talked about this in a previous show last week, and I'm just going to mention it again. You know, you say here in the book, when we use the magnificent gift of our human free will to cooperate with the non-physical beings and energies of our planet, I believe that this delightful way of life will be our normal state. We are seeing this. Let me tell you how, right? I have one foot in our pop culture, as we like to call it. But in particular, I've always studied supernatural, comic books, movies. Our pop culture and theater and movies now, they reflect this. They reflect a level of consciousness and visualization that are coming to these producers, these movie makers. And what they're creating from it is exactly what we're talking about. If you just look at some of the most interesting blockbuster type movies, they have an element to this. And we've been seeing this for at least two decades now. And so it's interesting how spirit works, right? I don't think invisible spirits care how we keep them in our consciousness, even if it's in the box office at the movies, right?
totally agree. Yes. And I would like to add that for the people who are listening, I also think it's really, really important for us to keep the real connection to the nature that surrounds us, even for people who live in big cities or, try to find the time to go out in nature, because that's a place where you get nourished.
Yeah.
Whether or not you will see the fairies is a different story, but nature itself is so, so important.
Well, and one of the things you say, that this is also about practice, especially co-creative spirituality is about practice. And, you know, that means this willingness to kindness, to love and awareness, respect, right? Stewardship, connection to the land. It's all part of that. These are not just, every once in a while, but if we can incorporate this as a way of being moment to moment, day to day, then we create our own life force energy that literally exponentially moves this type of awareness and consciousness forward. And the fact that you and I are talking about it, once upon a time, if you and I were talking about this, they'd really be coming knocking on our door to lock us up. But we're not anymore. You know, we're now talking to the realm of people, especially if we're talking about Finnhorn and, the community and what it inspires in life, we're talking about this connectedness to the subtle realms, which have been there always. But we just don't know how to work with them. Isn't that what your message is about, to help us understand how to do that better, right?
Yes, actually, I really feel it's not just my message. I feel that when the picture of the cards came through at that time through touch drawing, they really manifested a picture that can open a doorway for people to connect to specific energy fields that want to communicate with us. So it's not just my message, it's the message of the unseen that wants to speak with us human. They want to communicate with us.
Yeah. Can you talk about, for people that may not know, what touch drawing is?
Okay, it's a beautiful technique that I learned from Deborah Koff Chapin. And it's about drawing on a board with your fingers, with your nails, with your hands, in a meditative state. So most of the time when the cards came through, I had my eyes closed and I was just moving my hands on the board. So I didn't know what picture would actually appear. And the cards are a selection of the picture that we, I just looked afterwards and I felt, wow, they're talking to me. They're alive. They're connected to a field that is really alive. And then I shared it with friends and, yes, that's how the cards were born. But touch drawing is a technique. You can look up Deborah Koff Chapin online, and she is the founder of the Center for Touch Drawing. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful
and,
way,
you know,
to,
and,
beautiful
and
way to connect.
Yeah, and what I love about these is you they're so different, not just visually, but there's an energy about them, right? And there's an energy about them that shows their uniqueness and the energy that's brought forth. You know, there were a couple of them I told you that jumped out of the deck when I was shuffling them. And I always like to pay attention to that. I don't, you know, if something jumps out of a deck, you know, it's usually something that I look and say, oh, okay, let me talk about that. And, you know, what happened was there were four of them, right? That jumped out of the deck. And I thought, okay, let's talk about how these cards can work for people, you know, before I even talk about the four. Take people, take our audience through the activation that the cards could provide them with and how to use them in their own search.
Wonderful question. Thank you so much. So first of all, each card is connected to an energy being. I call it energy being or a spirit guide, if you want, in a more common use word. And when you see the image that the card is portraying, it's not that the spirit guide or spirit being looks exactly like that. But there is an energy that, as I said, came through during the co-creative spirituality that will allow the person to really connect to that spirit being by simply looking at the card. That is one way. There is also a page of guidance in a little booklet that comes with the cards that are the words that I received during meditation in the land, on the land in the sanctuary here in Findern. And also there is a little guidance, which is like a spiritual practice. Each card comes with a spiritual practice. And these spiritual practices are very simple. They're very applicable to, you know, half an hour, day-to-day living type of situation. But over time, working with the cards, you will familiarize yourself with quality, which are, as I said, spiritual quality that the cards are also pointing towards. For instance, it could be generosity, it could be harmony, it could be intimacy, tenderness. There are many, many qualities, but this type of quality or values are quality that we can embody as human being, that these spirit guides would like us to pay attention to. Let's put it that way. Did I answer your question? Was
yeah,
it an
and,
answer?
And you know, part of this too that you give us in the book as well is you give us different ways to work with the cards and you talk about them. You know, what I was really struck by, and I want to talk to you about this when we come back, is you it is not just about a card, but there are portals. There's a portal of the east. There's a portal of the south, a portal of the west, portal of the north. There are realms above. When we come back from break, I would love for you to talk about this because this is really different, right, from a lot of the decks that I've seen. And there is the messaging and how to interpret what cards that you're choosing or how they choose you is going to give us a more, how should I say, a comprehensive view on whatever the question or intention is that we're holding. And that was so cool to really look at that and understand that. T- tell folks how they can get a deck of the cards, because I know that these are launching on the 22nd, if I remember that, correctly. And then also how folks can find out more about you.
Thank you. So my website is called swantreasure.com. If you go to the website, there are many ways you can just click, and there are many bookshops and publishers that can send you the cards online. You can go on Amazon, you can go to your favorite bookshop down the road where you are, wherever you live, and ask for the cards. And it is as simple as that. And yeah. On my website, there are some information about the work I am carrying forth.
I love it. Well. We're going to take a short break. When you come back, go to swantreasure.com. You'll find out lots of information. We're also going to give a deck of cards away, but also for those of you that would like a card pulled, you know, just give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to talk about how all of this works, how the intersection of all of these work, and what might be the message in here as you take this journey and look at your own co-creation and spirit creation. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit WildMinistriesLLC.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We've got a caller. We're going to go to the phones in a minute. But for those of you out there, if you want to find out more, go to swantreasure.com. And, you know, not only will you be able to find out more about the Findorn Spirit Oracle, but there are ways to have appointments and look at the work that, you know, that my guest is doing across the board. Whether it's mentoring, whether it's group events, whether it's art commissions, it doesn't matter. You know, there's also the transformation game. Isn't that interesting? Because that's our network, Transformation, the Transformation Network. And so all of this really comes to speak to you and what you're called here to do, right, Swan? You know, there is a path that you've decided to, you know, move forth on. I mentioned all the credentials, all the things you've studied, but when you take a look at them and you put them over to the side, there's you and your wholeness, both of this earth body and of your spirit realm body or sense of it. And, you know, that's really why these cards are different. It's because you just don't pull a card. You know, you've created a way to really look at these from different perspectives. Now, I want to go to the phone and let's just see what our caller wants to know. And that would be a way for us to talk about what's been created. Benny, let's go to the phones if we could.
All right, we'll take Charlene calling in from Canada. Hey, Charlene.
Hey, Charlene.
Hello.
What can we do for you today?
I was just wondering if I'm actually right now considering retirement and going into doing something different. And I was wondering if Swan could pull a card for me.
Wow, of course. Let me just get the cards going.
And then now you're going to also hear, Charlene, about how these cards have been set up and the different portals and then the realm. So you'll hear about these. Thank you. And by the way, Charlene, make sure we get your information. We'll send you a deck.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Swan.
Okay, I'm just tuning in, so give me a moment. I'm shuffling cards for you. About to go into retirement. So what is this going to bring you or open up or offer you? So I pulled out three cards. The first one is delicacy. The second one is tenderness. And the last one is awakening. And what these cards are telling me is that, first of all, it's a very delicate transition for you. You know, probably you have lots to consider at this time. And it's very important to stay, to be tender towards yourself. Not to rush, not to push, but just to be very, very loving and kind as you make this transition into your retirement. And what is your what the retirement will be about is about awakening. So living on this planet in an awakened body, in a body that is fully sensitive, open, alive, and not numbed by illusions. Let's just put it that way. That's the first thing that is coming to me. And that this process is really the most important thing for you at the moment, is to not to rush things and to be very gentle, to be very caring with yourself and, of course, with others around you.
What do you make of that, Charlene?
It's exactly where I'm at right now. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of self-care right now. And being very gentle with myself.
Yeah, and that's absolutely the right process. And but don't lose sight of where this is taking you, which is the awakening. The awakening.
Yes.
Yeah. Which we are all in the process of collective awakening. So whatever that means for you then in life, whatever you will bring through that awakening, that's your gifts, huh?
Yeah, because it's retirement from what I'm doing, but it's not retiring totally.
Yes,
it's just doing something different that I'm more drawn towards and called to.
Beautiful. Do you want me to take a card for what that will be and what will bring? Do you want to tell us what it will be, or shall I just take a card?
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah?
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So this new opening, what will that manifest as? Is that the question, or do you want to say it in your own words?
Yeah, give it to us in your own words.
Yes.
In your own words, yeah.
In your own words.
Me?
Yes. What is this next card?
It's my spiritual gifts.
Your spiritual gifts. Okay, great. Thank you. Let's go with that. So what I get is that you are good at teaching others what you are learning. So this when you said that you are practicing loving yourself and self-love, that's what you will be teaching, especially to people who are going through big changes, major changes in life.
Mm. Wonderful.
Mm. Does it make any sense to you, what I said?
Yes, it makes total sense.
Good.
It really does. And in this time, in this age that we're going through right now, we all need to be more compassionate and empathetic towards others too.
Yes, and that's your path.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you. Thank you so much.
And you know,
much.
When you get the cards, you'll be able to take a look at them, and there are different spreads. Before you go, Charlene, Swan, I want to ask you, when we look at the cards and we find that a card ends up in one of the portals, right? Let's say intuition is the portal of the North. There is additional meaning in the book that will be explained in the card, right, about the card. Because it's not just about the card. They're just multidimensional aspects of each card. And I think that was important for us to mention here as well, right?
Yes. So let me give you just a quick explanation about how the deck is structured.
Yes.
It's based on the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel as the direction, the four direction, plus above, below, mm-hmm. and center. Medicine wheel has been used traditionally by the tribes in the old days in America, but also in the Celtic world. They both use this tool. If the cards that you choose, you pick, is landing. Okay, let me see. You can use this tool of the medicine wheel out in nature. That's the kind I've done many time rituals of this kind. You can set up the medicine wheel with the north, south, east, and west in nature, just by placing some stones on the ground that represents the directions, and then work with the cards and choose cards and see where they take you and move around the wheel, walk around the wheel, for instance. If you choose a card like intuition and you are in the portal of the north, that's exactly its home. But if you choose a card like intuition and you find yourself in the portal of the south, then you need to make the connection between these two portals, the north and the south. I can't really quite explain it probably very well, but you need to try it out. You need to set up the medicine wheel as mm-hmm. the four direction. Each direction corresponds to qualities. For instance, the north is the more calm, meditative quality. The south is the fiery qualities. And the east is the time of letting go and death, if you want. And on in the west, and in the east you find the rebirth and the new light coming in. So when you work with these energies, plus above and below, above is all the realms of the angelic and beyond, and below is the realms of the ancestral layers. It's experiential. It's really experiential. And I'm gonna invite people next year to come to Findon and have an experience with this kind of thing, because I can talk about it, but the best for me is to show you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
But basically the cards are set up around the structure of the medicine wheel. And if you work with the medicine wheel and the cards together, they take on more life, more power, and more life.
Yes. Yeah. And that's really what I discovered in them. And that's why I'm saying to you, you know, give yourself a minute to get the deck of cards, because what you'll find is, you know, what Swan and I were talking about during the break was there were a number of cards that fell out of the deck. And, you know, there are also some cards that I will, you know, take in the spread. But one of the things you look at is you look at, well, how does this all work, right? If you look at one card. But it was interesting. Four of them fell out of the deck, and then there was one that was hanging out. And so it was interesting to look at them one by one. But when you put them all together, it, in terms of the medicine wheel, it's so much more powerful, right? It's like, you know, looking at one card is great. But when I look at the five cards that are in front of me, fulfillment, confidence, abundance, intuition, and integrity, it's really interesting how they talk a story that is so relevant to where I am today. I just haven't had time to really look at them and put them all together, because it'll be fascinating to see what that means. And then there's also a spread in here, which is really kind of cool, which is about project development. And I really think that these are five of seven cards that I'm probably going to work with in this spread. Does that make sense, Charlene, for you?
It does, and I'm really excited about this because it's very in-depth.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. Right?
It's exciting.
It is exciting, and that's what I was trying to say to Swan earlier about this, is you and I know, Charlene, we get many Oracle decks or many decks, right? But one that uses the medicine wheel quite in this way, and then you coupled that with this touch, with the beauty of the touch art, and you look at these. I mean, if you saw the spread that I had in front of me now, and just the picture that it tells, it's fascinating to see it, right? And we were talking before the after the break, I was telling Swan, it's funny that I picked the confidence card, because the card, let me just hold it up if I could there, Jacob, right? The confidence card is not about confidence per se, but isn't this interesting? It's stop believing your doubts. And wouldn't you know it, Susan Dene has a show on Tuesday, and she asked me to do the show with her. What do you think the show's on tomorrow night? That's 5 o'clock,
start
right, Jacob?
Yourself?
Tomorrow night.
5 o'clock.
It's on confidence. Doubt. The show's on doubt, and I call it Doubt the Dream Killer. So here I am. Just these cards drop out of the deck this morning. Susan and I planned this show over the weekend. So what do you think the message is for me right there? Stop believing your doubts. But when I take it independently, it's one thing. But when you take it together, and if I take a look at the project thing that's in front of me, which our team met about this morning, it's going to be fascinating to me. And, you know, it's hard to do it on air because you're right. What did you say, Charlene? They're so in depth that you really need to spend this kind of time with them. Yes. Right? They paint like this really interesting picture.
But I'd like to do it. I'd like to pull the cards in nature. To go out into nature and pull
a
card.
That's a wonderful, wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And also spend time, you know, spend really time inviting the spirit that the cards represent, because these are just drawings that represent actually an alliance of spirit beings that is very much connected to the earth and wants to help human beings. So it's not just a picture. You are really calling in an alive spirit being. And I would like to say, open to that connection.
Yeah,
I am open.
You're fantastic, Charlene. Thank you so much for calling in and really getting us going here. Okay, thank you. And by the way, if you go to take a look at Swan's website, if you go there, it's swantreasure.com, and you go check it out, right? There's like a whole section on the Finhorn Spirit Oracle cards, and, you know, not to be confused with Finhorn, the publisher, right? This is like a place. This is actually a place. But one of the things you'll find out is you'll learn all about this Oracle art. You know, it's so interesting. I find this so interesting. The fact that you've combined different what I call dimensions of expression. See, I think art is a 2D, well, if you do 2D art, but I actually saw, I saw Yoko Ono's, I got to meet her and I got to see her cross of nails. And I was never so touched as I saw that piece she did. But here we are, we're taking something that looks like it's in two dimension, but the reality is it's not, it's multidimensional. And that's why I really wanted to talk about this with you, Swan, because, you know, we're not just talking about one thing. The medicine wheel is something that's so powerful and powerful to me and has been, you know, in my life since about 1996. And the fact that you've done this way and the multidimensional meaning of this, it's going to be interesting for people to look at what the whole picture is, you see? I don't know how to express it differently. Even though I'm looking at different cards, there's a picture when you put them together where each individually is not as powerful as when you look at the whole. Does that make sense? Was that a logical thought right there?
yes, I understood you perfectly. yes. Actually, I'd like to tell you how this vision of the medicine wheel to combine the medicine wheel with the cards came through.
Because tell me.
It was really interesting. I wasn't looking for it. Originally, the deck of cards, I had an idea in my mind to dedicate it to the gardens here in Findons. We have very beautiful gardens, and I wanted to honor the spirit and the connection to this beautiful nature we have here by creating these six groups of cards dedicated each to each garden. And that, at some point, was not possible. And my publisher says to me, Swan, this we can't do that. Come up with another idea. And I'm like, what? What do you want? You know, what do you want from me? I cannot just make idea. I mean, I don't work that way. And then I went on a retreat, and I had a three-day water fasting retreat. And at the end of it, through the connection with the spirit I'm working with, they said, set up the medicine wheel. And so I did. And then at that time, I didn't have cards yet, but I had drawings, I had pictures. Somehow they found a way to set themselves around the medicine wheel. And I started to walk the wheel, and I started to work with the spirit and the wheel together. But it really came out of the box, if you want. It was not something, it was anything I was thinking of at all.
It never is. Is it? Let's go to the phones. We have another caller, Benny. Karina, I think, is calling in. Right, Benny? Yeah. Hi, Karina.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. How can we help you today?
I wanted to see if I could get any advice in regards to communication.
So you want Swan to pull a card to help you with communication?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I have different issues with communication, people communicating with me communicating with them.
Okay. Let's do it, because we have a few minutes left. I got to tell you, communication issues, nothing quite like them. Yeah, boy. We're getting a dose of those. Yep.
Can I hear the name again, please, Pat?
Karina. And Karina, make sure we get your address to send you a deck of cards, okay, Karina?
Oh, I would love that.
Make sure Benny gets your address after we're done.
Yes, he did get it. Thank you so much.
Oh, he did get it. Okay. K-A-R-I-N-A. Did I get that right, Karina?
That is correct.
There we go. I love it. Swan, it's up to you.
Okay, I have just shuffled the cards.
We have about 4 or 5 minutes here.
Okay, all right. Okay, wonderful. The first card that is coming through is precision. So that, of course, means that we need to really be aware of the word we speak and how the words match our action. So, for instance, not to give double messages. That's what's coming to me. First thing, like we can say, something, and then deep down we don't really mean it, or so it's very important to use the words just to say exactly as much as possible, to express our feeling as correctly as possible, not to say something and not to withhold the whole truth. And then mm-hmm. the second card is intimacy. So that means to me that you really, what you really wanting, craving is even the word that's coming, is deep intimacy to your friends, to your loved ones, and that is why you are asking about communication. And the third card that is here is defensiveness. So basically what I read in this, just out of this first impression, is that there is a part of you that wants to shy away and is quite vulnerable. And therefore, it's important also to honor that part, not to dismiss it, and to really say, okay, right now I don't feel up to communicate properly. I need more time. I need my space. That's very important, because when you do that, then intimacy is possible, because you are in a place where you can really open to that. And I'm not talking about sexual intimacy. I'm talking about heart-to-heart intimacy. And also, this intimacy is possible in the direct self-expression, when you really allow yourself to be truthful, not to hold back.
Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? It was spot on.
Wow.
It was so spot on, all of it. It really was, because I can be defensive. Sometimes I don't, it's not that I lie, but I don't go further to explain the situation.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
That's the thing. Sometimes, like, just because I don't want to just communicate, like, some, it's tiring for me sometimes to talk.
Mm. Yes.
Like, I talk too
much. You sound like me. I'm an introvert. So when I'm off air, it's hard to get me to talk.
Mm-hmm. That is why I said that it's very important for you to honor that, to know when is the time to speak and when is the time to take your space. Very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much. When you get the deck of cards, there'll be other ways for you to work with them, so you can do an expanded reading of this and get it more deep.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to have some fun. I mean, it's so multidimensional. I really love it. I actually finished the seven card, pulled all seven cards. I just need to lay them out and really look at that. I think it's called the evolution spread or reading. So have fun with this, okay? Mm-hmm. Thanks, Karina.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you. God bless you.
You bet. God bless. Swan, thank you so much for today. Awesome to have you here again. Tell folks, 22nd, the cards are out for everybody. Let's make sure folks know how they can work with you as well, because these are just short readings. But if people want to work with you directly, there's a way for them to do that. Tell us about that.
So please go to my website, swantreasure.com, and you will find different ways to connect with me. Mainly, I really love to work one-to-one. Mentoring is really good. I really love to do that. I'm also setting up groups to work with the cards, so 8 weeks groups, running regular groups. And there is a Facebook page where you can connect with other people who are using these cards. So something, I'm sure you can find something you might like on that site.
Yeah, and it all starts if you go to the website swantreasure.com. If you go there, like, everything's here, about appointments, about the artwork, about all the other ways that you can connect with Swan. Swan, reach out and, you know, get the information and the help that you need. Swan, last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave everybody with today?
Oh, wow. Let me just take a moment for that. I would say, because of what is alive in the world today, I would say peace. Peace is a message of peace. And I would like to see everybody, wherever you are, creating peace around yourself and creating places of peace and peace within and peace in our environment in small ways.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.